The legislature gave Cuomo the powers nearly a year ago, in early March of 2020. But now, many say, it's time to end them. Senator Alessandra Biaggi is the sponsor of a bill that would rescind the special authority granted to Cuomo. She says while it made sense to have one person making quick decisions in the chaotic early days of the pandemic, it's outlived its usefulness. And she says the long suppression of the nursing home data by the Cuomo administration shows why it's not always smart to have one branch of government controlling all the decisions.
There was just a lack of transparency, a lack of willingness to be accountable to the public, and frankly, a lack of caring about having honest data and metrics, which every single person in the public, not just the legislature, the entire population of New York deserves. And so if that is the way in which someone is going to use exceeded or excess powers, that is just not acceptable. It's not acceptable because it's not in the public's interest.
Biaggi says the governor would still hold more limited powers that are permitted during a declared state of emergency, but they are far less sweeping than the authority Cuomo now has. Biaggi's measure has the backing of more than a dozen progressive-leaning Democrats in the Senate, as well as all 20 Republicans. They are in the minority party there. Governor Cuomo defended the use of the emergency powers during a coronavirus briefing on February 15th. He says the legislature has always had the authority to overturn any one of his executive orders.
The legislature can reverse any action that I take, not even by a bill, just by passing 50% of the assembly in the Senate. They have never reversed a single action.
Cuomo says he's had to oversee public health decisions that cannot be made by individual localities. Senate leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins is trying to work out a compromise measure. It would allow Cuomo to keep the powers while the pandemic continues, but a 10-member commission appointed by the legislature would have oversight over his decisions and 72 hours to stop them. Stewart-Cousins says her concerns and those of many other lawmakers go beyond the nursing home controversy. She says legislators are frustrated when they're asked by their constituents to explain rules on everything from school closures to color-coded restricted zones, and they don't have the answers.
All of the issues that are impacting our community, people are asking us for answers. Why is it an orange zone, not a red zone? Without the appropriate answers, it's impossible really to be the kind of representative you need to be, especially during these critical times.
Democrats in the state assembly have not committed to taking back the governor's powers. The sponsor of the bill there, Ron Kim, has said he was threatened by Cuomo and told his career would be destroyed if he did not stop his criticisms of the governor's nursing home policies, something a spokesman for Cuomo denies. Speaker Carl Hastie has remained neutral in the dispute between Cuomo and Kim, and his spokesman says in a statement that Democrats will meet in the coming days to discuss their options on what to do about the governor's powers. Republican State Party Chair Nick Langworthy says while he's glad that Democrats are increasingly supportive of the idea, it's too little, too late.
This should have been done a long time ago. That's a scapegoat, easy way out. These powers would sunset at the end of April anyway.
Langworthy is calling for the governor to resign or to be impeached. Republicans in the state assembly are proposing that an impeachment commission immediately be formed, but so far, no Democrats are backing that idea. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.